Southern one down here. Well, you didn't win the toss, and it was tough on day one, but somehow you found a way to come through and get the win.
Yeah, 0-3 with the toss, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know, it seemed the last couple of times I've played here, it's almost been better to bat first, maybe just a touch slower, and those nicks not quite going through, and then quickening up on day two. So maybe there's a little bit of that in there, but at the same time, the boys did do really well with the bat knuckled down and got through a tough first couple of spells and got enough runs on the board in the first innings.
How proud are you of the group after obviously a slow start in the red ball game to fight as hard as you did to get yourselves in that strong position?
Yeah, definitely. I think we easily could have dropped the bundle after the first couple of games. We've been, you know, both sides of the country as far as you can go, and this game was really important for us, and yeah, really proud of the way the boys have responded, and great to be in the winners' books.
Before we get to the bowling, just your thoughts on the pitch. You said it's a bit slow on day one, and the feedback from all the players has been how much it did quicken up, but there was still something in it for the bowlers throughout.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably slightly favoured towards the ball, but the game still went to day four, and by the end it was reasonably good batting conditions. So yeah, I think they always do a good job here, and we're back here in a couple games time, so hopefully another good contest between bat and ball.
The bowling group, the relentless nature of what you're able to do through 4 days. At one point you bowled 13 overs on the bounce with team between Fergus O'Neill bowling long spells, Mitch Perry, and then obviously the experience of Scott Boland. You're a pretty dynamic four in that the way that you're able to play in that game.
Yeah, definitely. I think personally I had no restrictions this game, which sort of meant we were back to normal as a full attack, and Toddy hardly bowled there until the late in the second inning, so I mean we still had more to give, and it's tough to even find certain blokes to get a bowl at some time. You got a quality bowler like Pez or Ferg who can't even get a look in at stages, so I mean it's definitely a positive. We've got options everywhere, and the attack's still in good nick and improving all the time.
Just a word on Fergus. He's a unique character,
but
he's also a unique cricketer with the way he goes about things and the way he was able to take the game away from New South Wales with a bat and the way he bowled, particularly in that first innings.
Yeah, well, I could change the name of the MCG to the Fergus Cricket Ground. He's been always on fire when he's here. He's deadly with the ball. As you say, he's slightly different in that he's not overly quick, but he's just relentless with his lengths and always just does enough to challenge the top order.
And just one final one on Peter Hanscom in that second innings, particularly to get 90 in difficult conditions. He got starts in the first two games, and starting the first innings here to go on and get a big score.
Yeah, definitely. He might have got a little clip from the coach after the first innings as well, and the way he responded, and incredibly valuable runs. Just, we knew it was going to be pretty much impossible for them to chase that total down thanks to him, which takes a big burden off the bowler's shoulders. So, very well done to Petey.
Great job. Well done. First win for the season. Off to the junction on Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Whitey. Appreciate it.
Will Sutherland joining us here.
Okay. Appreciate it.